Chapter 4. But it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and the peoples shall flow unto it. And many nations shall go and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and Jehovah's word from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many peoples, and reprove strong nations, even afar off. And they shall forge their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning knives. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. And they shall sit, every one under his vine and under his fig tree, and there shall be none to make them afraid. For the mouth of Jehovah of hosts hath spoken it. For all the peoples will walk every one in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of Jehovah our God for ever and ever. In that day, saith Jehovah, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation, and Jehovah shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth and for ever. And thou, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, yea, the first dominion shall come, the kingdom to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counsellor perished, that pangs have seized thee as a woman in travail? Be in pain, and labour to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon, there shalt thou be delivered. There Jehovah will redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And now many nations are assembled against thee, that say, Let her be profaned, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of Jehovah, neither understand they his counsel. For he hath gathered them together as the sheaves into the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, daughter of Zion. For I will make thy horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many peoples, and I will devote their gain to Jehovah, and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth.